Page 52. Tara's Terrarium. Tara was looking forward to the science fair this Monday. Science was her favorite subject, and someday, Tara wanted to follow in her mother and grandmother's footsteps to be a scientist for her future career. Tara had planned out her experiment about plants and followed the scientific rubric that her teacher, Miss Winston, had outlined. Last night, Tara realized that her experiment would not work. The plants that were in the dark basement were not watered and seemed to be growing better than the plants that were in the sun and being watered daily. Tara knew that science experiments were to predict something was going to happen and to hypothesize why something would happen. But how could Tara explain this? She needed to switch gears and come up with a different idea. Tara had stayed up through the night to do some research on plant experiments. With a little luck and some scientific insight, this might just work out. After a delicious breakfast of hot oatmeal sprinkled with brown sugar, Tara finished her freshly squeezed orange juice and was ready to go. The experiments needed to be set up Monday morning, so she needed to hurry. Dusting off a large glass jar from the basement, Tara was headed in a new direction.
"This will work out great!"
Tara shouted as she ran up the stairs. Then, she carefully placed a thin layer of sand, followed by some black, rich dirt into the jar. She grabbed some of the plants that had grown well from her first experiment and tucked a few into the dirt. It took a little longer than she had thought because the top of the jar was quite narrow. Tara carefully placed the hermit crabs into the sand. They scrambled into the shells, a little frightened in the new environment. Tara filled a small container of water and placed it against some rocks. She made a mental note to refill the water daily so the crabs could have enough water if they needed some. Then, she sprinkled some of the crab food powder near the shelves. It was almost afternoon, and Tara needed to add notes to her scientific log. She copied the dates from the weekend into the log and wrote all of the details of how her first experiment did not quite work out. Then, she wrote a summary of what her new experiment was all about. She was careful to follow the rubric that Miss Winston had reviewed. She was going to grade the experiments right before the science fair opened to the crowds of people who routinely came to view it. Tara almost forgot. She did not want anything to happen this time. There would be no excuse for her changing her experiment again. Tara placed a small section of screen she had found in the garage on top of the jar and tightly added a rubber band around the opening. The crabs would be sure to get enough air and they would be safe. She did not want anything to happen to the crabs. After all, they were her brothers. She had hoped he wouldn't care if she borrowed them for a few days. It was in the name of science, and she thought that Ted would understand. Tara wrote about the terrarium she created. A terrarium is a container designed to hold small plants and animals in a controlled condition. A controlled condition is a way of directing what is going to happen. She wrote about the beach environment she created for the crabs. Luckily, she already knew a lot about crabs. When her log was completed, she placed it next to her terrarium. She was happy to be finished and quite pleased that her experiment worked out after all. Then, she ran off to find Ted to thank him for the crabs.